A twink.
And a redhead.
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 I called my mom, she said it wasn't for the best. She said, come on over here, I'll fuck you in your best. You'll come around and say you wanna eat my ass. Now that we don't fuck.
Hey!
Imagine turning on the podcast and then that's what you get. And it's out loud. Could you imagine?
Could you imagine?
Could you imagine?
Stop. Could you imagine? Hey! Y'all leaf peeping?
Wait, first of all, stop. Welcome back to A Twink and a Redhead, the podcast.
Welcome back.
Second of all, I'm out of my depression.
And I am in mine.
Ooh.
No, just kidding. I think I let things go a lot easier than Grant. And I think okay. I'm just more chill. And you know what? I just take things as they come.
Well, guys, it was hard for me because I wasn't seeing the light at the end of the tunnel.
Right.
And it all, you guys. It all had to do with my job.
Yeah.
Specifically, like, the schedule of it. Like, I was working night shifts, you guys. Like, 4:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. I didn't Well, like, obviously, I did kind of realize that that was the core reason. But, like, I started my new job, and it's normal hours. And
you're literally a new woman right now.
Like, I'm glowing. Like, I'm finally out of my depression. Like, I feel like the past few episodes, I was literally just depressed.
Oh, my God. I was like, Jesus
Christ. I know. And now, oh.
Oh. No, I'm okay. I had a really crazy week. Really crazy. And I get really stressed when I can't read my book.
Stop.
I get a lot of anxiety about it because I'm like, how am I going to finish this book? My book right now is 1,100 pages, Grant. How am I going to...
What page are you at?
75?
Are you kidding me?
Stop.
Stop. I still have my cough. I'm sorry.
I'm really stressed about penciling in a moment for this book. Penciling in a goddamn moment.
Yeah. Well, and why? Because you just have more on your plate for work?
A lot on my plate. And you know what? Just a lot on my plate. A lot of stress going on right now.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. It's already November. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it.
It's already November.
Sorry. We didn't do a word of the month. I don't think we're going to. I'm so over it.
Guys, it's just hard to come up with those things.
And they've
kind of flopped lately. I feel like people don't.
Yeah, we've moved on. I'm so sorry. It's moved on November.
Yeah. And to celebrate, we're not posting a word of the month video.
We're sipping on some new
we are
horny for hornitos. We got some sort of package. Usually, like, we get, you know, emails because we're so famous, we have so much demand. And they're like, hey, we want to work with you, blah, blah, blah. But some people just want to gift you things and then expect you to make a whole ass video for them. No, that costs money. Time is money. But, you know, when an alcohol brand slides in your DMs.
You know what?
Sure. We'll take some and we'll post it.
When you go to the liquor store, alcohol's expensive.
Yes, please. So
oh, my God.
There's some sort of... Who would have thought there are some sort of gay games in Mexico? What do you think that entails? Sword fighting? Like what?
What do you mean? Oh, like
what's the gay game? So the reason we were sent
is that when two peepees hit each other?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I think I vaguely did, but
apparently Hornitos is like sorry. Apparently Hornitos is sponsoring the gay games in Mexico.
Hornitos is an ally.
Yeah, they really are. And they sent us a whole package with a handle of tequila, some really cool cups, like shaker, backpack. But they're just sponsoring the gay games, which I really have never heard of.
And we paired it with a poppy, but you guys know how we feel about poppy. If for those who don't know, we basically
on rocky ground.
Volunteered to like sell our souls. I stopped short at saying I would send them naked photos for free poppy because we love it so much.
And
they were not receptive. We love Poppy. Like, I'm willing to go on a mountaintop and speak praise of their beverage.
You know what? I'm getting fired up at them.
Yeah.
I'm getting pissed off because we really, how many times, sipping on a Poppy cocktail.
We love Poppy.
We love Poppy. Love the product, hate the team.
Stop.
No, I don't.
They're probably
the
nice
team.
Girls. I would give anything for a Poppy sweatshirt. I guess I could pay for it myself. And you know what? I've just humbled myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to log on and buy a Poppy.
No, because
sweatshirt.
I already
bought.
No, they
pissed me off.
I already spent money on the ugly 1989 cardigan.
Oh.
I already spent my hard-earned money on that.
It's not ugly.
No, it's not ugly.
But what do you wear it with?
What do you wear it with? Because, like, teal with, like, blue denim seems kind of crazy. I feel like it's more of, like, an around-the-house cozy.
Yeah. Maybe you wear it on the pod.
If you see me on the street in my 1989 cardigan, goddamn, I'll be seen a mile away. That shit is bright. And then paired with my red hair. God damn, I still
Oh my god,
though.
I forgot about that. That's
right?
So
that's a problem. I might need to wear my pixie cut brunette wig.
Yeah.
If I go
if
out
you
in
wear
public.
It. Oh my god, I didn't even think about how your hair clashes with outfits.
Yeah. Oh god, it's been
What colors can you not wear?
Grant, if you
Red.
See, red sometimes looks okay. If I do like a red lip, I look like that bitch from bitch, woman.
From
Sadie
Sink?
Woman. Woman from Riverdale.
Oh.
She's always wearing like red and red lips. I don't know. I watched the first season. Orange. Oh, my. Grant.
Well, because your hair is technically
I look
orange.
Like that. The Carl from Jimmy Neutron if I wear orange. Carl from goddamn Jimmy Neutron. And then if I wear yellow, I look like Ronald fucking McDonald.
I don't know why I thought you were going to say Ronald Reagan.
He did not have my coloring. He was a brunette. Stop.
Well, I'll say this at the end too, but... We're going to be in the New York Comedy Festival, Festival show. It's an Eras Tour themed comedy show. And it's at Littlefield in Brooklyn on November 10th.
Guys,
and then it followed
this,
by a dance party,
guys,
Taylor Swift dance party.
This is my triumphant return to a Taylor Swift night in Brooklyn.
Oh.
For those of you who don't know, did we tell this story ever?
We've had to have hinted.
The last time I attended a Taylor Swift night in Brooklyn, it was... Grant, me, and our friends Liz and Eric, the four of us, we got drinks before, and I got drinks with my sister even before that. So I had beer, tequila, and then more tequila, and then frosé.
Yeah, the frosé.
We had a massive frosé, and that was where it really went wrong. We
so
show up.
Weird. That was like the summer we discovered frosé.
We were really into frosé for a moment.
Yeah.
Oh my god, we loved it.
Yeah.
So then we go to this Taylor Swift night in a similar. In the same neighborhood as this show is in. And we...
Oh, wow.
Get there. I'm already wasted. And I say immediately tequila shots. That was where I really screwed up. Y'all, I blacked out at Taylor Swift night harder than I've ever blacked out in my life. It's the drunkest I've ever been. I made out with Grant.
Yeah, there's a video of
There's
us
a video of us
out.
Making out on the dance floor at Taylor Swift night as Cruel Summer blares in the background.
Oh my god.
I threw up in the trash can in the middle of Taylor Swift.
Video
night.
Of that as well.
My friend Liz takes me to the bathroom. I'm on the floor throwing up in this like club bathroom. Grant takes me home, gets me an Uber.
Wait, I had to carry a trash bag like in the Uber and her head was just kind of in it the whole way home.
I wake up with my clothes on, my shoes on, everything
I forgot
on.
The icing on the cake.
I wake up, no phone.
Phone
I
is
lost
gone.
My phone at Taylor Swift night. I had to get on my like old barely working laptop and I messaged my dad saying he said from his perspective at 7 a.m. I get a text saying can you see this?
Oh my god.
And then the nice guy he drove into the city and
purchased you a new phone because you can't afford one.
Because I couldn't.
Raise your hand if you're still on your parents' phone plan. Raise your hand. I have not met someone my age, like in who's
yes,
just
I
still
have,
riding.
I have.
I no, I know people who
and y'all
obviously,
are heroes.
Yeah, y'all are heroes if you pay for your own phone bill for real. But like those family plans, like I'm still on
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And
until I'm out of the family, I'm on the family plan.
My parents have like flagged it a couple times.
They
like,
have.
Get ready.
Think,
I'm like, okay. Seriously? Okay. Well, I'm going to get another Hornitos.
Stop. Horny for Hornitos, right?
Right. No!
was so bad. I ruined it.
Great.
I ruined it.
Don't be so hard on yourself.
Story of my life, right? I ruined it. Whatever.
Guys, it's so awkward in here right now.
Oh. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, how should we make it not awkward? Kiss?
Show your titties.
I think I have a good initial question.
We didn't say the word. You guys, it's miscellaneous?
Grab bag. It's just chilling.
What we did is we, prior to this episode, have just kind of looked up or came up with some conversation starters
some questions, some interesting things we would like to discuss that we have not told each other. So it's going to be, you know what, a bit of an on the spot little thought starter.
Yeah. So I guess so we'll I'd go like back to go and, first. Okay. Well, we're going to go back and forth.
Yeah. I'd like to go first.
I have my new Hornitos, by the way.
I'd like to go first.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Go
so
first.
I started to think about something. And it's how, like, every personality has a very distinct, like, ice cream flavor. And I'm pretty good at deciphering, like, oh, you would get cookies and cream. Oh, you'd get pistachio. And I was thinking, like, I couldn't stop thinking, like, what Obama's order would be.
Cookie Monster. Like a bright blue Cookie Monster.
No, I was thinking.
Oh, wait, order or, like, their personality?
You know, what Obama would order.
Oh, I thought you said like personality.
No,
like,
no, because I know what a personality would order a certain ice cream.
I think Obama's personality is Cookie Monster.
Am I crazy for saying this? I think of this, I might be crazy. Would Obama order mint chocolate chip?
I don't. Which kind? The bright green or like a normal like Ben and Jerry's mint is like.
I feel like the white is a bit more classy.
I think he's a white.
I think he's a white mint chocolate chip in a cup.
I also don't know why, but I was thinking chocolate chip cookie dough. Like vanilla, but there's a little bit of something.
I could see that.
He's a classic guy.
He's a classic guy, and he would order something classic.
And there's an intellectualness to mint. Like, if you're mint, if you like mint ice cream, you're kind of smart.
Chocolate chip ice cream is high fucking brow.
Yeah, I hate it, though.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Love
I don't want to. I don't want toothpaste for my
dessert. Oh, my God. I love it. And you know what? Like, if... You know how they say, like, putting glasses on someone obviously makes you look smarter? Ordering mint chocolate chip makes you look smarter. It makes you look like you are literally fulfilling your Goodreads goal 3 months before the end of the year.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. What makes you look dumb as shit?
Cotton candy.
Fuck.
Grant, this was literally my follow-up question. What would you do if you were on a date with someone and they ordered cotton candy tie-dye?
Oh, no. And it's like bright blue or pink or something.
Yes, and then their mouth after grant is dyed.
Oh, no.
Oh,
my God. And then they want to give you the sloppy top in the car.
It's blue. And Smurf then- dick.
Oh my God. Oh, remember our video idea?
Yes.
When Avatar came out, we wanted to make a video where Ashley, wait, what was it? It was like,
gonna be like, oh, I just came back from
my trip or
my
something.
Trip to Pandora, and then I was gonna like kind of keep my mouth closed, and then all of a sudden like my tongue would have been blue.
It was to like insinuate that she was sucking off some Avatar dick. We should still do.
Hey, for the third. I think it comes out in 3 years.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Watch.
Keep it in the vault.
We're
right?
going to do it, and then it's going to get 200 likes.
Yeah, that's always how it goes. Wait, can I ask you a couple more people that I want you to get your ice cream flavor opinion on?
Yeah.
Taylor Swift. I think she's a vanilla bean.
I think she's Neapolitan.
So fucking classy.
She would order, like, I mean, if she was at a grocery store and she was having a little get-together party or whatever, she would order, like, a Neapolitan.
So, Grant.
And it's Turkey Hill.
The fact that you just said that has me absolutely quaking right now. So classy and so traditional.
Are you quivering?
I'm literally quivering.
No, right yes, now. Yeah. And I'm thinking, and she's at the Rhode Island house.
Neapolitan is so Rhode Island coded.
Yeah.
Neapolitan's underrated. I wish, like, I could get Neapolitan.
Can I say what you would get?
Yeah.
You would get... fucking gross ass Rocky Road. Oh my God, I'm kidding.
Never.
No,
Grant,
no, no, no,
never.
No, no, no. Can I be real?
Yeah.
Let me actually think.
What's my favorite ice cream flavor?
Vanilla.
Close.
Chocolate chip cookie dough?
No.
Cookies and cream?
Yeah. I'm horny for cookies and cream. Cookies and cream gets my cookie quivering. Cookies and cream makes me cream.
I don't know if you give that.
Oh my god.
Cookies and cream's there's a little dirtiness to it.
I think you might think the next one is surprising.
What do you mean your next favorite?
My next favorite. Pistachio.
That's disgusting.
Pistachio.
That's really disgusting.
I love like a spiced ice cream.
Ew.
Yum. Yum. They put a little almond extract to get that flavor, believe it or not. Yum. Yum. Sign me up. Give me a spoonful right now.
Would you take it through your put? Never mind.
You are really
unhinged
horned up tonight for hornitos.
Hornitos.
Wait. Can I guess yours?
Yeah.
Cookie dough.
Wait, I don't know what mine would be.
Okay.
Oh, well, kind of. Actually, if I had to pick like any flavor or whatever, like my favorite flavor of ice cream in this current moment right now is from Ben and Jerry's, and it's milk and cookies.
Hey, I saw an empty pint in the trash. I love milk and cookies. You know,
and the thing is, I'll eat it in one sitting.
Yeah, no, it's hard not to with those pints.
Those pints.
I got a pumpkin pint the other week. Literally,
ew,
two sticks.
What is she doing, you guys?
It's fall. It's autumnal.
She gets like, yeah, you, okay, wait. You would get seasonal flavors.
Let me ask
flavors.
Two more celebrities, and then we'll be done with this.
Okay.
What would... Hold on.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. What?
You have asthma.
What do you think JoJo Siwa would get?
Oh my god, cotton candy.
Yeah.
Cotton candy.
Ugh. Okay.
And like she would like love that her mouth is blue.
Oh my god.
She, my mouth is blue!
Why does she sound like Elmo?
What flavor would Elmo get?
Oh.
Elmo!
Would Elmo almost get like
chocolate?
A double chocolate?
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously.
What would I get? What do you peg me as?
I already told you.
We did?
Are you okay? We just had this conversation.
Oh.
All right. Anyway, what's your question?
My first question is, what are your thoughts on the Cuban Missile Crisis? And what is that?
Grant, it's such a good question. And I'm so happy you're staying curious on the Cuban Missile Crisis.
I don't know what it is, but I remember you said it the other day.
I almost wish you would have given me notice on this so I could have brushed up on my history.
So you don't know what it is.
So this was during the Cold War. Do you know what the Cold War is?
Yes.
So this was during the 1960s. Grant, who was president in the 1960s? Early 1960s. Say 1961.
Ronald Reagan.
You're about 20 years too soon.
Richard Nixon.
You're about 10 years too soon, unfortunately.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, 1961.
FDR?
Little earlier than that. He was in the 40s.
The first George Bush?
Grant, are you being for real right
yes,
now?
Yes,
I'm trying. That was in the 80s.
JFK?
Yup.
Really?
JFK's president. We got this Hottie McHottie on the throne, right? The Cold War is raging. We're literally beefing so hard with the Soviet Union.
Yeah, but why is Cuba?
We're in a nuclear... We dropped a nuke. Hey, not we. I don't want to take credit for that. The American government dropped a nuke on Japan, right?
Yeah, but this is like 20 years
Shut up.
Before.
Shut up. The rest of the world... The rest of the world is literally pissing their goddamn pants. Okay, America has a nuke. We got to get a nuke. You're never going to believe what happens next.
Stop.
Russia or the Soviet Union starts making their own nukes because they have really smart scientists over there, Grant. Smart guys.
Couldn't get to the moon, though.
Oh, those cosmonauts. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they're called over there. Oh. Anyway, I really can't remember the specifics on why Cuba was involved. I think they had, well, Fidel Castro... What communism, the there's a lot of stop it. I remember they were scared of communism sweeping the world because
stop.
The USSR was literally their pussies were quaking for communism.
Yeah.
Okay. And America hates communism notoriously. Yeah. Get what happens next.
What?
Cuba, communists. Cuba's pretty close to Florida, Grant. People were scared that I think that communism was going to spread to Florida.
Why? Just because it's physically close?
Just because of the physical location. So you're never going to believe what happens. Is this the same time when... you're never going to... Then something happens called the Bay of Pigs. I'm not really sure what happened there, but the U.S. offended Cuba and Russia somehow, I believe. You're never going to believe what happens next.
Stop.
Russia says, okay, we're going to put nukes in Cuba. We are going to put nukes in Cuba. Grant, they could
literally... Were they friends?
Yeah, they were friends. They could nuke us from like 50 miles away.
To be like,
so that's why people would do those drills in schools. Get under your desk. There's a nuke coming.
Hello?
A nuke. Hello? Knock, 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 nuke. So that's really all I could tell you about the Cuban Missile Crisis.
But were they lying? Were they bluffing?
I don't think they were, Grant. What? And that was like one of the closest... times.
Now, what's Cuba up to today?
So Cuba, I believe under the Obama administration, opened up and said, okay, we'll accept tourists again. And if you're curious on the Cuban culture, I really encourage you to go watch an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, where on their family vacation, they all go to Cuba.
What?
Yeah, they go to Cuba. And Scott gets Cubans. It's a really good episode.
The sandwich?
No, the cigars.
Oh.
So,
next.
Yeah. Okay. So,
what is yours? Thank you for the information.
You're welcome. Happy to help. I think that I might have said a lot of things wrong. Was there anything more envy-inducing than when someone like broke their leg in middle school? Crutches in middle school were like the Birkin bag.
Do you remember? Do you remember? It was probably called different things, different places, but like
the turtle pass.
The coveted turtle pass
is when you
when you're injured.
Had an injury, you have a broken ankle, you have some sort of ailment that's going to make you
Leave early, you get to be late.
Yeah, you need like extended time to get to your next class. And not only that, you get a like a hall buddy.
Yeah.
You get someone to leave early with you, carry your bags.
Yeah. Ashley, I had a turtle pass.
For what?
In sixth grade, I fractured my facet joint.
What's that?
It's in your back. It's one of the...
Jesus
It Christ, connects your hips your to back. Your back. Stop, triggered. Yeah. Oh my God, go listen to the last episode. Basically, I was on my trampoline. I was trying... The real story is my neighbor was outside mowing.
You're trying to impress him?
Like, yes, like so embarrassing. Like, wait. He's outside, like, was mowing the lawn, and I was like, oh my God.
Did
like,
you have a crush on him? Who was it? We can bleep it out. I don't know who that is.
He's like our sister's age.
Oh.
I don't really think I did. I think I just was like wanting to show off a little bit. And I tried to do a skill that I didn't really know yet. And it was a back half. So it's a backflip with half a twist. And I over rotated and landed on like my chest face.
Did you scream?
Maybe. I was like crying. But like the back of my feet hit the back of my head like really hard from the other way around. Like I scorpioned. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Like, I was on, like, my face chest-ish, and my feet came around, but, like, the other way.
Holy
And kicked me in the back of my head, like, ouch, hard.
Right?
Yeah. And so, I was, like, out of gymnastics for, like, 6 months or, like, almost a year or something, and I had a turtle pass, and I had a buddy... I couldn't, like, bend over, really. And I'm pretty sure, like, one of my teachers, like, put a pillow on my chair and stuff.
Stop.
It was in sixth grade. And, yeah, I had that pass. And there was a lot of power to it. I was out of gym as well.
I just remember I would be like, oh.
You've never had one?
I never had one. And I was always like, oh, like, why can't I just break my ankle?
Ugh.
Like, I was pissed.
Yeah.
Literally, Grant, I was so mad. Also, just, like, the attention you get.
I know.
Like, people are always, like, just, like, people, like, really pay attention to you if you're on crutches.
Yeah.
Crutches are so, like, whenever, you don't see many adults with crutches.
No, because they're not fooling around as much.
I guess that's true. Are adults more likely to get a boot?
No, I just think you're less likely, knock on wood, I think it's less frequent or whatever, to break your leg as an adult than as a kid. As when you're a kid, you're running around outside, you're on your bike, on like
the monkey bars. The
monkey bars was like where you broke your arm.
Yeah.
Like so many.
Grant, I've never broken a bone.
Really? No. I've broken my wrist when I was like a toddler.
I've never broken a bone. I guess my bone. I am pretty nervous about it.
You think it's coming?
No.
Knock on wood, right? Stop.
What's your next question or statement?
There's like a question and then a sub question, like a follow up.
Please.
Should humans be eating animals? Let's talk about it.
I think it depends.
Like, who decided that? And who decided what animals are okay to be eaten and what are not?
That's a really good point.
What if giraffe tastes really good?
Yeah, that's such a good point, because it's also like, I don't want to sound too grotesque, but a dog and a pig, are they that different?
I think they are, but like a...
I feel like a pig could have a personality like a dog.
Oh, I might.
And pigs are really smart. They're one of the smartest animals. Octopus? I actually think it's really immoral to eat an octopus.
And octopi, that texture.
Octopi are some of the like smartest creatures on Earth. I don't know. Why? What do you think?
I'm just confused on like who decided a cow is okay to eat, but a cat isn't, or not saying that I want to eat a cat unless it's a kitty.
What do you think a bear tastes like?
Yeah, like gamey. A bear. Ew, I don't like.
I don't want to eat that.
And
though.
Also, I've been thinking recently as I'm eating some meat sometimes that I'm like,
Grant,
wait a minute.
I've been having. So I was a vegetarian for a long time.
Girl, a year.
No, growing up, I was a vegetarian. Like on and off.
By choice?
Yes. For a long time. And then most of college I was a vegetarian. And what?
You ate chicken nuggets.
At the end of college I did. Because every now and then I'd eat a piece of chicken. I only ever eat chicken. I've only ever tried beef one time in my life. And it was last year I tried a Shake Shack burger. I don't know.
You ate it up.
I did, and then I got so sick after. I spent a lot of time in the bathroom that night. But I don't think I've ever had pig. Yuck. But chicken, sometimes when you bite into it and it's just a little too chickeny. We should talk about my crazy diet issues here.
What do you mean? You just eat nothing.
How I tried lettuce only recently.
Oh.
I don't really like most. I'm a really, really picky eater, and it really limits a lot of my life. And I have a lot of texture aversions. Like if I eat a banana, like whole banana, I'll start gagging. But if it's sliced up, I could eat it. It makes no sense.
Well, and we had pizza before this, and I wanted the burrata pizza.
Yeah.
And she didn't want burrata because it's
slimy.
Why
are you saying it like that?
Burrata?
Yeah.
How do you say it?
Burrata?
Oh.
You're saying burrata, like emrata.
Burrata. Okay. Anyways, follow up, quick follow up. Is animal clothing ethical?
No.
Animal. Wait a minute.
Like crocodile.
Wait a minute. I meant to say animal cloning. Wait, but so, I guess also clothing.
No, but like Barbara.
Yeah, clothing.
Like
now,
like what Babs did, Barbara Streisand.
What she did? Did she clone her fucking dog?
She cloned
or something?
Her dog, and I think she named it the same thing.
Because imagine doing that to a person.
Well, this is an interesting.
You can if there's that. If there's just that. There's the technology to clone animals, there's technology to clone.
You know about Dolly the sheep?
I think I do.
Yeah, they cloned her.
Is that ethical?
Would you want to be cloned?
No.
No, because also nature versus nurture,
that's so
right?
Weird. Yeah, like we're messing
it's
with.
It's not
going like,
to be the same. That's not what God intended.
No. Let's I mean, let's pull out the Bible for this one. I think
I'm finally on their side.
Yeah, I'm on their side for this, one.
This isn't right.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the people that can like kind of pick genes?
Pick
I think when it's like curing a disease, like that's great. But like, what if someone's like, okay, I want my kid to have blue eyes?
I don't know. It's like
they call them designer babies because you're designing it like a Sims.
We've seen this film before, haven't we?
I think I've seen
this like literally movie like before. Aren't there movies about the shit? Yeah, and they Gattaca. Always end up bad. Yeah, Gattaca. Mr. Shout out to our high school film.
Oh,
teacher.
I watched it in biology in college. Believe it or not.
Did we watch it in our high school film class?
Maybe when you had him before I did.
I watched it in some film class. It might have been in college. Anyways, next topic.
I just have a couple like deal breaker questions for you if you want to answer.
What does that mean?
Like a deal breaker is, okay, you meet a great guy. You're single in this scenario. Mm-hmm. You meet like a great guy. You really hit it off, but there's just this one thing. And you have to say if it's a deal breaker.
Okay,
so you meet this really hot guy. You're hitting it off. You're having an amazing time. But he's like addicted to Jolly Ranchers.
Like he's always sucking on one.
Like, he's always sucking on a Jolly Rancher. Like, his mouth is blue. His mouth is purple. His mouth is green. Like, he's always has to have a Jolly Rancher.
His car is just filled with
Jolly Rancher wrappers. His breath always smells of green apple Jolly Ranchers. Like, he's always eating a Jolly Rancher.
Deal breaker. Like, yeah. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
There's something sinister going on there. He has an addiction and he probably needs help. And it's probably not good health-wise.
No.
And he probably has cavities.
So many cavities. And also, like, Jolly Ranchers are really different than a Tic Tac. Like, you could have a conversation and someone wouldn't clock that you have a Tic Tac in your mouth.
Yeah, and
your Jolly Ranchers, you look like a chipmunk. You're like, there's so much saliva pouring out of your mouth. You're going to be a spitter. You're going to be a spitter.
Ew, and they're not good. Like, honestly, like, I never crave a Jolly Rancher. They're too sugary and sweet.
Too sugary.
Like, way too much. Like, you could feel the cavity forming.
If a Jolly Rancher was sitting in front of me right now, I wouldn't have it.
No, me neither.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And you know the stupid-ass Jolly Rancher, the flat kinds? Those flat ones? Have you seen that shit?
The bars.
Yeah, what?
What
Who
are
asked
those?
For that?
What are those?
That Jolly Ranchers can be discontinued and I wouldn't give a shit.
I completely agree. I'm so like, happy you agree.
So many different candies I would actually care so much about if they were discontinued. But Jolly Ranchers, if that news came out, I would not bat an eye. I'd be like, okay, probably for the best.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Deal breaker.
Okay.
Next question.
Okay. You meet a really great guy and you go back to... Like, you met on Hinge,
mm-hmm.
and you go back to his place after your date, and you find that he's already, and he loves Sims, and you find that he's already made you in Sims.
Huh. How long have we been talking before we met?
1 week.
Does he show me it, or I discover it?
You discover it.
Okay, so then I confront him on it. What does he say? I'm like, is this me?
And he says, yeah, I put everyone I've talked to or ever met in Sims so I can role play our scenarios before I meet them in person.
Okay. And then I say, well, that's kind of creepy, isn't it?
No, it really helps me with my social anxiety.
Okay. There had to have been some other red flags prior to going back home, though, if this is his
no,
real beliefs.
It was.
So everything was going well up until this moment?
Yes.
Well, is he hot?
Yeah. He's an 8.5.
Well, oh my God, I would probably
hook up with him and then ghost him.
No. I would probably gaslight myself into being like, oh, that's nice. Like, he probably helps
really?
Him. If he was like really hot and everything else was going well that night and that was the only thing, I would be like, oh, but maybe other people do that too. Maybe that's
okay, now I have one.
Yeah.
You go on a date with someone, a coffee date. You meet at Starbucks and they get a Trenta vanilla bean frappuccino with 8 pumps of raspberry to make the coveted secret menu cotton candy frappuccino.
So no, like, it's not coffee. Like, it's literally a cotton candy frappuccino. And he's so serious ordering it.
Yeah. And he's like, I love coffee. Because
is this our first date?
What?
Is this our first date?
Yes. And Grant, he literally...
And we just met like 5 minutes ago because we're sipping ordering.
It and he's like, oh my God, like I need my coffee. He thinks there's coffee in it.
I would tell him, one, there's... Do you know there's no coffee in that, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, it would be a deal breaker. I'd probably be sitting through that. I've had some weird dates where I've just like had to sit through it.
Tell me.
Then. I'm trying to think. I've told you like after the fact, I'm sure.
Wait, can I ask another question?
If I think of
something. I don't mean to like...
Great.
Take more time up for myself. Do it. But what's the most embarrassing thing you've ever done, like for a man? Because I was just thinking about mine the other day.
Let me think. My current boyfriend, who I love, he's so nice and just
really nice guy, remarkable guy.
Like literally the best boyfriend in the world. Like he took care of me when my back was hurt. Billy.
So did I.
No, you didn't.
Yes,
you came out in a wig.
Yeah, I was the comic relief.
Okay, whatever. Anyways, Billy, this was like early on before we were like official and we were kind of just seeing each other and dating. I like said something that was like rude and like I offended him and I fucked up basically. And I like wanted to send him flowers, like to apologize. I sent like $100 worth of flowers like to his house.
Wow.
And I heard nothing. Cause at this point he was kind of like giving me the cold shoulder a bit, like just kind of taking time to himself. And I was expecting to be like, oh my God, thank you so much for the flowers. Nothing. So then I start thinking, oh my God, it went to the wrong house. Like, it had to have gone to the wrong house. Why wouldn't he said anything? And so then I contact the flower company. I get them to send another one.
Stop. Did you have to pay for it?
Yeah. No.
Oh, okay. Because
I thought
you had to pay another $100.
No. So that, like, gets sent to this house again. So then I'm thinking maybe it was delivered, but still nothing. So I'm like, oh my God, maybe that one wasn't delivered. So then we like made plans, I think like that night or something, to like meet and talk, and he was coming over to my apartment so we could talk. And what, before I get home from work, I go and buy another thing of flowers.
Grant, what the fuck?
I don't know. I literally don't know. And then he gets here and I give it to him. He's like He was like, I got the other two flowers. And he was like, my roommates were like, Billy, there's another one here.
Not the room.
So then he had them the whole time. And me just being like cocky and stupid, I was like thinking, oh my God, of course he would text me if he got them.
That's really funny.
So that's embarrassing.
I didn't know you got a third. I remember the two flowers incident vaguely, but I didn't know you got a third.
Yeah, I got him like a third one, and it was also like $80.
Wow.
But it was like,
that's
funny. I don't find it embarrassing like for doing that.
No, it's just funny.
I'm embarrassed that like, yeah, that's how it panned out. Like, he actually was getting all of them.
That's so funny.
What about you?
Okay. I have liked this guy later in high school. You know who?
I think I know.
The summer in between senior year of high school and freshman year of college, he really wronged me in a big way.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get into details, but Grant can attest he wronged me in a pretty big way.
Yeah.
An almost criminal way.
No, it's criminal.
Yeah, he wrongs me in an almost criminal way. And
rude and disrespectful. Rude.
And then I stopped talking to this man, and I ended up visiting friends at college, and some of his friends were there, and they brought up this situation where he wronged me years later.
Like, they knew about it.
Like, they knew all about
it.
Which is something that should have not been like that.
Yeah.
And I was pissed, right? I hadn't talked to this guy in years. And you know what? I was so angry. I was like, this man deserves to hear how angry I am years later at what he did to me. Because you know what? He shouldn't ever do that to another woman. And he should know that it was
almost
criminal. And so I decide I'm going to text him. And I write something up, and it's long, and I curse a lot in it. And I was just like, you wronged me, and X blah, 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 blah. So I send it. And then I was really proud of myself. I was like, oh my God, because I'm not really a very confrontational type, but I was really proud of myself.
Did he like the message?
No. Something That's worse. What you would something do. Worse happened. So then this is very important detail. I end the text with, and do not respond to this. I don't want to hear from you.
So okay. Yeah, yeah, you did though.
No, I did. I really did. I just wanted to like get it off my chest because I thought it would like give me closure and yeah, get it off my desk and like give me a sense of like moving on from that traumatic incident.
Yeah.
Grant, you're never going to believe what happened. So I say, do not answer this. I don't want to hear from you. The next day, I was going to show my friend the message, but I couldn't screenshot it because it was too long. So I just copied and pasted it. I sent it again to him instead of sending it to my friend.
Oh, my God.
And I literally said, don't respond to this. I was mortified.
You sent it again.
And I like, sent it again. So then I just blocked him. Because I didn't want him to answer, and I didn't want him like.
Okay, well, he
and I was so embarrassed. I was so embarrassed.
Remember, I did that to you.
Yeah, well, that was a little different. You sent me a message that was talking that was shit about me.
Yeah,
you sent it to me.
Yeah,
who hasn't? Is that not the worst feeling?
Oh my God, I witnessed one of my coworkers do that to her boss.
Shut the fuck up, Eli.
And like, she was calling her like dumb.
Shut the fuck up.
She kind of like spun it. Like
you can spin it.
It's so
a lot of times you could spin it, but the worst is when you send a screenshot of somebody's
to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Next.
Should this be my last one? Oh, yeah. This is a good last one for me.
Okay.
Okay, so obviously, I've said this to you before. You know where I'm going with this, but redheads, you know, are kind of bullied, teased growing up sometimes for just like looking different or having like red hair. Mm. You know, kind of similar to certain experiences that maybe like a gay person might have or someone else who might be a little different than the quote unquote norm. And so my question is, why aren't redhead rights debated on Capitol Hill?
Right.
But yet you have gay rights like debated like in politics and shit.
It's such a good
but, like,
query.
I almost think redheads should be oppressed.
Really?
Like, well, it's like, how are you going to just get a taste of it?
Like
you only got the bullying and the teasing.
But now you think my rights should be stripped away.
Yes. Like, and why are you only getting one part of it?
Right.
It's kind of not fair.
Right.
So that's just something I want to discuss a little bit.
It's such a good query. And it's one that I'm willing to discuss.
Because also, do you wish that you can, when you're applying for a job, check off redhead?
Well, you know what? It's a because like, what if I wrote my college essay on how hard it was being a redhead growing
Someone's
up?
Someone's done that. Multiple people.
Do
have
you
done
think
that.
They would
Many.
Be like, "Girl, shut the fuck up"?
Probably.
Yeah.
But maybe. But also, it's like, isn't it true? Have you faced hardships for having red hair?
I really haven't. I gotta be honest.
Really?
No, I mean, like, I got like teased for having no soul.
You've been called and fire crotch.
Oh, you know what? One time?
Why is that one of the most like questioned things?
Sometimes? Yeah. Okay. I really don't like. I remember being like in middle school and in high school and people would like say things and I was like such an awkward. I was awkward and people would say that and I'd be like, oh my. Like I'd be really embarrassed.
You're like, what?
Yeah. Oh my God. One time, one of my brother's friends, I went down and you know how like there's a pantry in my basement?
Yeah.
I went downstairs to get something and they were a year older than me. And one of his friends goes to me, "Does the carpet match the drapes?"
How old were you?
I was probably like 14 or 15. I went and cried in my room.
Oh my God. See?
Like they think I'm a loser.
Because you have red hair. Because of your pubes.
Yeah. Is there anything worse?
Right? Like, isn't that humiliating?
Like, that's to be bullied for your pubes?
Are you crying?
all bad.
No, like you def have like built up internalized redhead phobia.
You know, oh my god, you want to know something that actually pissed me the fuck off?
What?
People used to say this all the time in high school, and it's gonna sound like it's a compliment at first, but it's a backhanded compliment. People are like, you're so pretty for having red hair.
Oh.
Like, they'd be like, you're really pretty for having this ugly ass red hair.
Which is
crazy. Then it's crazy because, like, when you're a kid, like, old ladies, like, would, like, come up to be like, oh my god, like, pretty hair. Like, old ladies, like, eat it up.
Yeah.
It was my peers that brought me down.
It's so weird. But, like,
also,
it's probably, there's definitely a lot of parallels to gay.
You know what I didn't like?
What?
Let me tell you something. You ever see the movie Cheaper by the Dozen?
Yeah.
I'm the only one with red hair in my family. FedEx, the one they call FedEx and say was a, they always joke that he was adopted. Mark, he had red hair. The one with Beans, the frog.
Yeah. I the redhead's always the butt of the joke. The little redhead girl, like, why was that her whole identity?
He's adopted or she's adopted. So I used to have to question that.
The redheads in media and whatever, their only personality is red hair. And for a while, gay characters, their only personality was being gay.
I think having red hair is harder than being gay.
Oh, okay.
Because
hold your horses there.
Because you are so lucky you could attend conversion.
And you can
have to dye my hair, and that's expensive.
Okay, well, conversion therapy is not cheap.
Yeah, but I would have to keep touching up my hair.
I would have to keep touching up on something else.
Your penis. No, just kidding.
Oh,
being gay is really difficult in America, and having red hair
is also difficult. So that's why I'm like, why isn't there?
Because you do have characters like Kim Possible and Black Widow and Jessica Rabbit that have really shaped the way for girls like me. And also,
I'm like trying to think of gay characters.
We have so many. Kurt Hummel. Have you ever seen his rendition of Defying Gravity? I implore you to check it out.
I was talking to someone at work the other day and talking about how, like, straight people would literally used to say, like, you remind me of Kurt from Glee.
Yeah.
Like, and that's a slur. Like, that's a slur now. Like, if
you
someone
really
comes up to you and says that.
You have to be careful when you tell someone.
They remind you of someone.
Can I tell you something? Have you ever seen the show Fleabag?
Yeah, no.
Okay, Fleabag's like a really good show. The main character, her name's Fleabag, because she's like, it's like this whole thing. No, she's like kind of like a piece of shit. Like, she like does bad things, but she's like funny and she's great. I love her. Anyway, I got a text from one of my friends saying, and he texted me, oh my god, you have to watch Fleabag. You are literally, you remind me so much
of the main character.
Grant, it was during my fort phase in college when I lived in a fort for 2 weeks or 3 weeks. So I was in my fort late at night looking for something to watch. I was like, okay, let me check it out. The first scene is her sleeping next to her boyfriend, and he's sleeping. She's awake, and she starts fingering herself to a Barack Obama speech.
Huh.
And he told me he had only watched the first episode. So I was like, huh. So I'm not
seeing an issue.
No, and I just found that peculiar. I was when you see this.
Did you
scene,
know this person well?
I was like,
ew, he's
that's
so gross.
No, but I was like, that's what you think of. Like, you see that and you're like, Ashley.
Does she have red hair?
No.
Okay, so he's weird for that.
No, but later in the show, she's great. But you really have to be careful when telling someone that you remind them of something or someone. Or like when you see someone, you're like, oh, you look just like my friend. And then they show you a picture of said friend and you're like, oh.
I had a really formative experience when I was like a child. I told one of my sister's friends that she looked really athletic. And she was like offended by it.
Really?
Yeah, I was probably in like sixth grade or something. So I was like 12. And I said she like was really like athletic or I think I said she was muscular.
Oh. girls yeah. sometimes and
girls yeah. but I was like literally being like you're like really like I don't think I was trying to be offended
oh,
and they were I just
so nice.
I have like a memory in my brain like that's like when I learned like oh like I guess
do you want to know a wow. formative memory I had involving my sister's friends?
What?
One time my sister had like a sleepover thing at our house and one of her friends was sitting on like the our kitchen like counter and I thought it was my sister so I five-starred her. As hard as I could.
Like, what did she do? Do y'all know a five-starring?
Five-starring is? Said you open your hand to a, like your palm and you just slap someone as hard
on
as
their
you
back.
Can. Yeah.
Like really
and
hard.
And then it leaves like a handprint, like a five-star.
What did
and
she
just turned to me and I was like mortified.
Did she cry?
I think she was just like in shock.
What did you do?
What?
Did you say sorry?
But I think I was like too young, so I think I just ran away. It was really embarrassing. And that's such a, like, I can remember the feeling of realizing it wasn't my sister and being really embarrassed that I just assaulted someone.
Have you ever, like, I have a similar kind of formative memory of that category where, like, I was at our local CVS.
Okay.
And I was with my dad and he was wearing like khaki pants or something and
you-
no. But I ran up to some man and like hugged his legs.
There's nothing.
And it was someone else.
There's nothing worse than that.
Like that, I feel like we've all had that happen as a child. I was 14. No, I'm kidding. I was like young enough that I was tall.
There's
as tall as the legs.
Literally nothing more embarrassing than that.
That's one of the most embarrassing childhood things that could happen. Like
running
you run up
to someone who's not your mom
and like hug, like touching them or something. Yeah. It's so embarrassing.
Yeah, super embarrassing. Or like calling your teacher mom is pretty embarrassing.
Wait, I've never done that and I never like really understood like how people could mix that up. Like that's never happened to me.
Oh, it's happened to me. Well, I'll start to be like miss.
I've definitely witnessed people do it. I'm always like, what?
Well, because
like, I've witnessed older people
do it. I don't know. Like,
do
sometimes
it.
I'll call my sisters each other's name. Like, I don't know. Sometimes you just mix it up. Or honestly, you know what I do all the time?
What?
Sometimes I'll literally call Eli Grant. Like, I think you're my boyfriend. I get you mixed up.
Does he get mad?
Yeah. Yes. Because they're, yeah, he does.
Billy?
Not in bit mad, actually, but I'll always be like, really? And I'll be like, ooh.
I love how Billy has known Eli for like, I don't even know how long it's been now.
Yeah.
And his brain still calls Eli Ian.
Because he could be an Ian.
He could. It's like, he knows Eli's name.
Yeah.
But he'll still say to his face, he'll be like, Ian, are you?
Yeah, no, that was really funny at breakfast the other week when he did that.
Stop.
All right. Should we wrap it up?
Yeah. That was oh my God. I've just been sitting like this to the camera the whole time.
Forget,
that's so embarrassing.
I always forget we record and I'm literally like spread eagle.
Yeah.
Like coochie out.
Y'all who watch the YouTube,
you
is
get
crazy.
A fucking tree. Like you literally get.
Spread eagle.
Coochie shots.
All right. Well, I guess that was some miscellaneous topics. I feel like this is another episode we could probably repeat one day.
Yeah, it was fun.
You know?
I like doing miscellaneous.
It was silly. You never know what's going to come, right? Surprise, right?
Surprise, right?
Surprise, right?
All right. Announcements.
Surprise, right?
Surprise, right?
Surprise.
Announcements. Oh, my God. We got to get done with this. I have shit.
Announcements for the good of the group.
Group.
Beep.
My announcement unfortunately comes along with a small question. Do you get Dunkin' ever?
Yeah, what do you mean do I get Dunkin' ever?
You could get the same Dunkin' order 2 days in a row.
Oh, and
they could taste
completely different.
Yeah. And I would love to like invest in Dunkin' if they would have some consistency because why is it that one day tastes like the nectar of the gods and the next day tastes like sewage water?
Yeah, gasoline.
Sewage water. And you could tell if it's going to be a good Dunkin'.
The color.
The color. The color. And I am just a little sick of it, and I just want to express that I'm sick of it. Why can't there be consistency? Is it not the same recipe? What's going on?
It's so embarrassing. What's
going on? Is the milk curdled? Are the syrup expired?
What is going on? Because the only answer has to be a little bit alarming.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello? What's going on?
Is the water dirty? Is the coffee dirty? Is the milk dirty?
Why?
Something, how is it that inconsistent?
Yeah, why does it not taste the same? Is the ice dirty?
Is the ice dirty?
No, because Grant, literally, it's when you spend $4 on a Dunkin' coffee, you have to be willing to accept that you're throwing $4 at sewage water, potentially.
Oh my God.
At literally sewage water. Rainwater that's been sitting in still puddle for a week. That's what it tastes like sometimes.
It really pisses me
but
off.
But then sometimes I literally slurp it down in 2 seconds because it tastes like Zeus's jizz. That's how good it tastes like.
But it's once every 10 times you fucking go.
Once every 10 times.
What the
What's
fuck?
What's going on?
It really pisses me off.
It really grinds my gears because I want the good kind.
Sorry, I'll pay $2 extra than a Dunkin' for my Starbucks. For Starbucks, because I'm sorry, I'm paying for consistency. I'm paying for quality more times than not.
So the holiday drinks are out. I got an almond milk sugar cookie latte today, Grant.
Stop.
Literally, I would inject it intravenously to consume it if that was the only option.
Stop.
I would literally butt chug the sugar cookie almond milk latte. I would butt chug it.
And the caffeine would hit faster.
Yes. It was delicious. Divine. I couldn't recommend it enough. And I even got it hot. A lot of people get it iced because they like the little sprinkles on top. Getting it hot because it's chilly outside. There's a chill in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't have been a better start to my morning. The rest of the day went downhill, but couldn't have been a better start to my morning.
Wow.
Really recommend it.
You know what, too?
What?
Remember last year? What the fuck was that Dunkin' drink with the cookies in it?
We were obsessed with it.
No, we were, because we kept getting
it. We were, like, disgusted, but mesmerized.
They had, like, soggy cookies in it. And
it was kind of like the
Ice
Spice drink with the Munchkins, but it was chocolate chip cookies. And there was
chocolate chip?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh. It was a holiday. It was, like, a sugar cookie.
No, Grant.
There were not chocolate chip cookies in
the
drink.
Wait, you're so right.
It was like
a
sugar cookie.
Yeah, it was
like
a sugar cookie.
It was like a gingerbread. Oh, my God. It might have been gingerbread.
No, you're so right, actually. And so we got these, and I remember the day we got Eras Tour tickets. We were sipping on two larges.
Yeah.
And we couldn't stop.
There
was something so satisfying when you slurp up the soggy cookie.
But it's so weird because, yeah, I'm thinking about Dunkin'. I don't really even consider it coffee anymore. I'm like, that's not iced coffee. Like, I don't know what it is. I don't know what I'm drinking, but it's not coffee.
Like,
something sinister.
I'm not excited about getting Dunkin' lately because of the inconsistency. And I love that brand. I really
do.
I really do. They have one of the best jelly donuts in the world.
We're rooting for you,
Dunkin'. We're rooting for you, Dunkin'. I just want to say, like, do better.
Do better. And hey,
we're here for you.
Yeah.
And we'd love to do a brand deal if you're open to Your turn.
My announcement is just that I'm really, really getting excited for the Hunger Games movie, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. I am. I can't lie. I'm wearing
tickets?
A District 13 shirt. No.
Should we get tickets?
Yeah. And I also want to see it in 4DX. I want to be tossed around a bit.
Oh, I do too.
In the theater.
Like
I've
the
never
dinosaur
done that.
Ride at Disney.
Yeah.
Wait, do they have that at a Regal?
They just announced that they're doing 4DX.
At Regal? We have Regal
memberships.
Regal
might have 4DX. No, Regal. I'll have to look into it.
All right, we have to see. We have a Regal membership, Grant.
I know
we
have a Regal membership.
We don't use it enough.
But we're not going to be able to, if it's 4DX at Regal, we have to pay a little bit.
I know. But we need to use our Regal more.
But we went to Times Square yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Weaseled our way into the fan. I don't know. It was Rachel Zegler, Tom Blythe, and Josh something, who plays the main three characters. Actually, you know what? Josh doesn't even play a main character, but I literally think they're trying to play on, like,
the love triangle.
Yeah, but there's...
Is it a love story? No, right?
Kind of, but it's weird.
Okay. I'll ask you after because we don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah, we won't spoil anything. It's a good book. It's worth the read. And I think the movie actually looks very faithful. And it's the same team as Catching Fire and, like, you know, the classic. So I think it's going to be good. And you remember I said a few episodes ago I was reading the book. I have not read it since that podcast episode recording.
Well,
but
you know, I'm only on page 75 of my 1,100.
Yeah,
book.
So maybe we'll both get some reading this.
We'll get some reading done this weekend.
Yeah, okay. Now, an announcement from a fan. Just a reminder.
DM us on Instagram with your voice memo announcements or text announcements, and you might hear it on the pod.
Okay, this announcement is from Hugh.
Hey, guys. Been a big fan before your TikTok blew up, by the way. Just to say, I really think you owe the world, because you're blowing up, like, I think you owe the world an explanation on how you guys got into the All Too Well premiere for Taylor, because you guys know that's special, like, it is, it's pretty cool. This isn't really, like, a good of the group announcement or anything, I just want to know how you got in, because, like, obviously, high demand, like, you guys won, basically.
Right, it's an interesting query.
First
Hugh.
Of all, Hugh, absolutely loving your accent.
Is it
you
Irish?
Sound... Yeah, maybe.
Is it?
Maybe.
Let us know.
Hugh, absolutely loving your accent. Similar to mint chocolate chip ice cream and glasses, that accent is highbrow.
He would get mint chocolate chip.
He would get, Hugh, you are absolutely giving mint chocolate chip!
Yeah.
And, I also love the name Hugh. It's my grandpa's name, so I love that.
Yeah.
The All Too Well premiere.
Yeah. So this was back before Twink and a Redhead. I posted a lot of Swiftie content on my TikTok. And I started, like, a whole trend to galloping, and I started trend galloping to Holy Ground. And it garnered, you know, a lot of attention. And I, one day, was working from home. And all of a sudden, I go on my Instagram and I literally see a DM from Taylor Nation. Like, hello. And it said that I've been invited to go to some sort of special event in the Upper West Side. Literally, that's all they said. And, like, I can bring a guest and RSVP, like, our names or whatever. And so I asked Ashley, and then we went to the Upper West Side.
I faked sick from my job.
Yeah. And I remember on our way, we still didn't know where we were going.
Yeah.
Like, I think in our Uber or something, or taxi or whatever, it finally told us, like, to go to the AMC 13 or something. And it's so funny because this is, like, literally around where I work now. Like, it was, like, foreshadowing.
And there was a long line when we first showed up. So we're like, not a long line, but there was people there.
Yeah.
So we're like, great. Like, we're not going to get the seats we wanted. But then we get in.
Yeah.
First of all, we were standing in the rain for, like, an hour, hour and a half.
Yeah.
We get in and the seats are kind of given out random. They gave us,
front row.
And, like, people that were in front of us in line were literally in the back, which sucks.
Yeah.
But, like,
I would have been so mad if we were, like, in, because it was a movie theater. And so, like, if we were in the back, it just would have been, like, it would have been cool, but, like,
yeah, we were literally 5 feet from Taylor Swift singing All Too Well
for, like,
10 minutes
for over 10 minutes.
It was one of the best days of my life.
Yeah. Like, and she walked past us. It was, like, during COVID, though, still. So she didn't, like, meet anyone really. And
yeah.
She had a mask on, and then she, like, took it off when she, like, got
we
up there.
We had masks, too.
Yeah, we had masks on.
And then Dylan and Sadie were right there.
Oh, my
God. Dylan was right next to us.
When they showed the movie, Dylan literally was right in front of us watching it.
I didn't know what to say,
like,
to him, so I just said, you're so hot.
Yeah.
And he's like, thanks. And then his grandma sat next to me.
Stop. Remember I said, you acted a little too good.
Yeah. Right? His family was, like, sitting next
to
us.
We were, like, heckling in a loving way.
It was so magical.
And then I have a video of Taylor, like, leaving, and I said, I love you. And she said, I love you.
Oh, it was so magical.
Stop. It was so magical.
Yeah, one of the best days.
So that's how that happened. It was literally Taylor Nation DM.
One, two, three. Thank you, Taylor Nation.
Thank you, Taylor Nation. We are still available
for any bookings or inquiries or special events.
And we still have not met Taylor.
Yep.
Just putting that out there.
We're manifesting that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
If you have an announcement, again, send it to us. A reminder too, we are going to be performing live at an Eras Tour comedy show.
Speaking of Taylor, right?
Yeah, November 10th. Taylor, are you listening? Hello. Yeah,
hello.
November 10th, New York Comedy Festival Eras Tour show.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift themed comedy. And then after, it's a dance Taylor Swift dance party. Okay, so hello, dance with us. Come on down. Follow our Instagram at a twink and a redhead, and we'll be posting about it. You can find the link and all that shit there. Okay, and maybe I'll put it in the description.
Yeah. So. All right. Thanks, guys. It's been such a pleasure. Oh my god, it's been such a fucking pleasure.
Sorry, I kept coughing.
Yeah. Hopefully next week he'll be cured, right?
We'll see, right?
The hornitos will cure you, right?
Hey yo.
Hey yo, horny for all hornitos. Right.
I love you guys.
I love you guys.
You guys have a great week, okay?
Bye.
Bye.
A twink.